The Great Synthesizers. The further we push out the boundaries of knowledge and innovation, the more the next great value breakthroughs, that is, the next new hot-selling products and services, will come from putting together disparate things that you would not think of as going together. Search engine optimizing, for example, brings together mathematicians and marketing experts. The next great breakthrough in bioscience is going to result from computer engineers who can map the human genome, working with pharma companies that can turn these insights into life-saving drugs. This synthesis is where the new jobs are going to emerge. As I write this chapter, one of the hottest new businesses involves what is called mashups, where you just mash together two different web-based tools. So, for instance, some local realtors might mash together Craigslist.org with Google.com, which would mean matching up the local online directory of everyone selling a house or renting an apartment in a particular town with Google's maps, instantly producing a real estate map that pinpoints every one of those houses and rental properties and is updated every second. Can you bring an artist and clinical engineer together? Infosys Chief Operating Officer S. Chris Gopalakrishnan asked me one day in Bangalore. If the value comes from synthesizing, then you need synthesizers. Conventionally, your approach to any problem or challenge was breaking it down to manageable bits and smaller parts. But today, you are trying to create value by synthesizing disparate parts together. IBM used to make the chip, the computer, and the software all vertically, all by itself. But if you look at Dell, it does very little design and manufacturing. It brings all of the parts together from others and puts them in front of the customer. Dell's value is its ability to synthesize much better than everyone else. Synthesizing it all together around consumer demand is the key. So, in an organization, you need the dot people and the big picture people who can connect the dots. And the change that is happening in India and at Infosys is that we are moving more into the capability of creating the synthesis for the client. We understand the trends in the industry and anticipate trends and come out with a synthesized solution. Jeff Wacker, who works as the futurist for Electronic Data Systems Corporation, EDS, which I will discuss later, once wrote a company memo predicting which jobs would not be around in 15 or 20 years. His first category was the CIO. There will still be a CIO, he wrote, but the chief information officer will be replaced with a chief integration officer. Information technology will be so fully embedded in every aspect of a business that the IT organization will move away from technology to the integration of business processes. The Great Explainers. The more we have good synthesizers who can bring disparate things together, the more we will need managers, writers, teachers, producers, journalists, and editors who are also good explainers, who can see the complexity but explain it with simplicity. Marsha Lowry is an enterprise architect who also works for EDS. She is a classic example of a new middler. One reason is that she learned how to be a great explainer. It is more important to be able to explain something to someone else than to sit down and do the work yourself, she explained to me on a visit to EDS headquarters. I have fields of people who can distribute software, she said, but someone has to go in front of that customer and explain, here is what this is going to do for you, here is how it will tie into your existing systems, here is how it will benefit you, and here is how much it will cost. Think about it. If you can explain the complexity well, you can see the opportunities better. For instance, you can see what parts to synthesize. At the same time, the more content you can search and access, the more important the filters and explainers become. Amazon.com's value is not just selling you the book for 30% off the cover price, but actually helping you sort through the ocean of books out there very quickly and easily so you find the books you might be interested in reading. Howard Freeman, 53, owns a custom photography lab in Aspen, Colorado called Slidemaster Photo Imaging. We met quite by accident. He was my ski instructor. Over lunch one day at the top of Snowmass Mountain, he explained to me how his business was evolving, and I explained to him, on the basis of what he explained to me, that he had just entered the new middle as a great explainer. Let me explain. When Freeman started his business in 1977, he specialized in processing, duplicating, and making enlargements of slides taken by professional photographers, such as those on assignment for Architectural Digest or by advanced amateurs. But thanks to the triple convergence and the rise of digital photography, the number of people shooting slide film or any film dramatically diminished.